సహనాభవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహవీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. చాప్టర్ 2 సెక్షన్ 1 మంత్రా నెంబర్ 14. సహోవాచ అజాత శత్రు ఏతావన్ను ఇతి ఏతావద్ధితి నైతావతా విదితం భవతీతి సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః ఉపత్వాయానీతి. ఇన్ దిస్ అజాతశత్రు బ్రాహ్మణం, Gargya is the one who approached Ajatashatru, the king, and offers a Brahma Vidya. When he said, I am going to teach you Brahma Vidya, Ajatashatru was so happy that recognizing me as a spiritual seeker, not only that, and I am that giving more charity like Janaka, and like Janaka I am also one of the Vedantic seeker, so I will give you thousands of cows. Then Gargya started his teaching. What Gargya said, I meditate upon Hiranyagarbha, who is Brahman. I meditate upon Hiranyagarbha as Brahman, who is the ultimate. And this Hiranyagarbha, who is none other than Samashti Prana. Samashti Prana is called Hiranyagarbha. All devatas put together Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, you have to take an alambanam. One devata alambanam you have to take. సూర్య దేవత, చంద్ర దేవత, అగ్ని దేవత, విద్యుత్ దేవత, వరుణ దేవత, వాయు దేవత, ఆల్ దీస్ దేవతాస్ ఆర్ లైక్ ఆలంబనం. అండ్ వన్ వన్ ఆలంబనం, ఆలంబనం మీన్స్ సింబల్, యు ఇన్వోక్ దట్ టోటల్ హిరణ్య గర్భ అండ్ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ దిస్ దేవత. Invoking that Hiranyagarbha as total, ultimate, infinite Brahman. While he is enumerating these meditations, and the last 13th mantra, Gargya said, Sahovacha Gargyaha Ya evam Atmani Purushaha ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాస ఇది. లాస్ట్ ఉపాసన ఈసేస్ ఆత్మని ఏవ అంద హృదయస్థ వ్యష్టి రూపేణ యహ భవతి. ఇన్ మై ఓన్ హార్ట్ ఐ మెడిటేట్ ఇన్వోక్ దట్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఆన్ మై ఓన్ హార్ట్ ఈసేట్. ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ ఉపాసన అజాతశత్రు స్టెల్లింగ్, I know this. I am already doing this upasana. And I know much more than you with greater virtues. Not only that, whoever knows these virtues and worship, meditate upon that Hiranyagarbha, they will also get benefit. Same virtues they also acquire, the Upasaka will attain. Therefore, further, anything higher if you know, you teach me that. Then, in this last line, Gargya says that Atma whom I am meditating upon is Hiranyagarbha, he said. Then Ajatashatru says that Atmanvi is not Parabrahman, is the Hiranyagarbha who self-controlled one. That Hiranyagarbha who meditate upon Hiranyagarbha as Atmanvi with this virtue, he will also become a self-controlled Upasaka with Nigraham, self-controlled one. He become like that. More than that, if you know anything, then Gargya kept quiet. Saha Tushnim Asar. Just kept silence. I don't know anything more than this. Whatever I know, I have explained to you. More than this, I don't know anything. Then Ajatashatru says, Saha Uvacha Ajatashatruhu, in the 14th mantra. Etavannu iti. Ajatashatru said, this much only you know. Etavat nu itina. Nu, after that, there is a number 3. It is called Plutam. Plutam means elongated letter. A letter, if you want to elongate, lengthen, dirgham, then you have to write 3 number there. 3 matra kalam you have to elongate. Lengthen. That is called Plutam. This much alone you know? No. That Plutam indicates Vichararthaka Plutihi, a grammar point. Vichararthaka means where further inquiry is required, that Plutam comes. Where further inquiry or analysis comes, that Plutam comes. Plutam comes. Etavannu iti means you do not know totally. There is something more you have to understand. That is that meaning that Dirgham indicates. What you know is not total. Some more you have to know. Etavat, when Ajatashatru asked this much only you know, then Gargya said, Etavat hi iti. Yes, this much only I know. I don't know more than this. Etavat hi iti. That is Gargya's answer. Etavannu iti Ajatashatru's question. Na etavata viditam bhavati iti. Then Ajatashatru says, these are all Upanishad, they don't put in dialogue form. No? You have to understand. Na etavata viditam bhavati. If you know this much alone, this is not total knowledge. This is not Brahmajnana. You know only apara prakriti or sopadhika Brahma, you know. Nirupadhika Brahma you do not know. So therefore, this much knowledge is not a knowledge. What you know is apara Brahma or saguna Brahma or sopadhika Brahma. That is also knowledge only. How can Ajatashatru says this cannot be called as knowledge? Etavat viditam na bhavati. This cannot be called as knowledge. How can you say? we have to understand saguna brahma gnanam or sopadhika brahma gnanam is mithya. It is not real. Therefore, it is as good as no knowledge. Whatever you worship, any form, one form, if you worship the Lord, even you get darshanam also, that darshanam also, Devi darshanam or Rama darshanam, Krishna darshanam, that one form only you get darshanam, that is the lower nature of that higher principle. That lower nature is mithya, unreal. Therefore, knowing that unreal, mithya, saguna, brahman is not a knowledge. Then you came to me, I will teach you, you said you came to me with that knowledge. This much only you know. இது சொல்றதுக்காக வந்துட்டியா அனு கேட்கிறார். அப்போ கார்கே வாஸ் வெரி மச் ஹியூமிலியேட்டட், நோ ஹி ஃபெல்ட் ஷை, அஷேம்ட். சகோ வாச்ச கார்க்யா, தென் கார்க்யா அண்டர்ஸ்டுட், வென் ஐ டு நாட் நோ சம்திங் ஹையர் தேன் திஸ், தெர் இஸ் எ பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்டாண்டிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் மீ நோஸ், recognized more, and Gargya knows the sampradaya, let me approach him as a student. Gargya thought, as a teacher I came here to teach Ajatashatru. Since this Ajatashatru knows better than me, that something higher than what I know, so let me become a student, disciple. That is the paddhati. When a person knows higher subject matter than me, I have to become a student, disciple. And I have to ask that person, please teach me, I am your student. Ani chollenu. Paddhati is there. Then only that teacher will teach. How? What is the paddhati, our sampradaya? First, that boy got upanayanam and he is eligible to study shastra. Upanayanam over, that indicates you are ready for Veda adhyayanam and goes to Gurukula with Samit Pani Shrotriya. He has to go and he has to worship the Guru and he has to garland the Guru. And he has to serve the Guru. And he has to say, open the mouth and say, utter, I am your student. Just as Arjuna said, Sishyasteham shadhi maam, tvam prapannam maam shadhi. Hey Krishna, teach me to me who is the one who has surrendered to you as a disciple. Then charioteer became Jagat Guru. Like that, Gargya understood that now I have to become a student of this Ajatashatru. The time has come now. Let me not blabber unnecessarily. Let me keep quiet. Let him talk. Let me listen. So Gargya, Saha Uvacha Gargya. Gargya said to Ajatashatru. What he said? உபத்வாயானீதி த்வாம் உபத்யானீதி, உபாயானீதி யூ ஹாவ் டு ஜாயின், உபத்வாயானீதி இஸ் தேர், ஸோ த்வாம் உபயானீதி, ஐ அப்ரோச் யூ அஸ் எ ஸ்டூடெண்ட், ஐ அப்ரோச் யூ அஸ் எ ஸ்டூடெண்ட், ப்ளீஸ் டீச் மீ. தென் Ajatashatru is answering, replying in this 15th mantra.
Saho vacha Ajatashatru.
Saho vacha Ajatashatru.
प्रतिलोमं चेतत् ब्राह्मणः क्षत्रियमुपेयात् ब्रह्ममे वक्ष्यतीति व्येवत्वा ज्ञपयिष्यामीति तप्पाणावादयः उत्तस्थौ तौह पुरुषं सुप्तमाजग्मतुः तमैतैर्नामभिः आमन्त्रयाञ्चक्रे बृहन्पाण्डरवासः सोमराजन्निति सनोत्तस्थौ तं पाणिनापेशम् बोधयाञ्चकार सहोत्तस्थौ.
These are very important mantras where Ajata Shatru is going to present Nirupadhika Brahman, the consciousness principle. Saha uvacha Ajata Shatruhu. Ajata Shatruhu uvacha saha. To that Gargya, that Ajata Shatru said in this manner. What Ajatashatru said, pratilomam cha etat. This is reversal order. The way you are asking is a reversal order. Pratilomam anna topsy-turvy. Ulta. The way you are asking is a ulta. Topsy-turvy. Reversal. Vine. Etat. ब्राह्मणः क्षत्रियमुपेयात् ब्राह्मण अप्रोचिंग ए क्षत्रिया ब्राह्मणः गार्ग्य इज ए ब्राह्मणः जाति ब्राह्मणः एंड क्षत्रियमुपेयात् अप्रोचिंग ए क्षत्रिया कमिंग टू क्षत्रिया विथ व्हाट इंटेंशन ब्रह्ममे वक्ष्यति इति विथ द इंटेंशन ऑफ asking, please teach me about Brahman. Brahmame vakshati iti. May you teach. Please, can you teach me about Brahman? Like this, a kshatriya comes, when a person comes to kshatriya, that to a brahmana comes to a kshatriya, is viruddham, shastra viruddham. Kshatriya is not supposed to teach. Brahmana is not supposed to go to a Kshatriya to learn Shastra. It is Shastra Viruddham. So, very honestly, Ajatashatru says, this is what you are asking is Shastra Viruddham. How can I teach you? You are Brahmana, I am a Kshatriya. You are asking an Ulta. So, therefore, this is not Paddhati. Before going to that word, why Kshatriya should not teach? What Shastra says here, in Gurukula Vasa, all Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisyas, all they go after Upanayanam. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya have got right to take to that Upanayanam, Yajnopavitam. Gayatri Mantra. After that Yajnopavitam, Upanayana ceremony over, they go to a Gurukula. In that Gurukula, they study the entire Shastra. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, all of them have got right to study, are eligible to study Shastra. Adhyayanam. Adhyanam can be done. Adhyanam means study. Can be done by three varnas. Shudra is not supposed to study. Suppose Shudra is working nearby in that ashrama, he can overhear. Because of his Purvajanma samskara, he don't like first thing. No Shudra like to listen Shastra. Because of Purvajanma, that is all not said in mantra. Okay, these are all aside points. Because of any Purvajanma punya, if he has got a vasana towards Shastra, what this Pandita is talking, he overhears. And if he overhears, if he has a ruchi towards that Shastra, while working here and there, he should not sit and listen. அது அந்த வேலை பண்ணும்போது இந்த வேலை பண்ணும்போது அங்கே நடக்கும்போது ஹி மே லிசன் டு தட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் பூர்வஜன்ம சம்ஸ்கார் ஸோ கீப் இட் அசைட் த சூத்ரா நவ் பிராமண க்ஷத்ரிய வைஸ் ஆர் சிட்டிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் தட் குரு அண்ட் ஸ்டடிங் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அத்யயனம் அத்யயனம் அண்ட் பிராமண க்ஷத்ரிய வைஸ்யா த்ரீ ஆஃப் தெம் ஹாவ் காட் யஜனம் பர்ஃபார்மிங் த ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் They learn how to do rituals in Gurukula. They come back, enter into Grihastashrama and they perform all rituals, Shrauta, Smartha, Karmas. So, Kshatriyas have got their own Rajasuya Yaga type of Ignas, Yagas. Even Vaishyas also have got their own rituals. Brahmanas, of course, they have got their own rituals. Yajanam. All three varnas can do. Adhyayanam they can do, study, and yajanam they can do, performance of rituals, and dhanam. All the three varnas must do dhanam. They can do dhanam, they have to do dhanam, charity. Who are they? Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya. These three are common. Okay, now what? Brahmana can do extra, what other Kshatriya Vaisya should not do, Shastra says. Adhyayanam can be done by three varnas, but Adhyapanam should not be done by Kshatriya and Vaisya. Adhyapanam, that means teaching profession, can be taken only by Brahmana. Kshatriya's profession is ruling, administration. Vaisya's profession is agriculture, business. Chaturvaranyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhaga shahana. Lord Krishna said. So this is Shastra Vidhi. So whose profession, teaching profession? Brahmanas. So adhyapanam should not be done by Kshatriya. This is the paddhati. How can I teach you? Not only that, some more extra points we can know. Yajanam, performance of rituals can be done by three varnas. But yajanam should not be done by three varnas. Priesthood. Priesthood and making others to perform the rituals. The priesthood also can be taken only by Brahmana. இதெல்லாம் படிச்சு நிறைய பேருக்கு இந்த பிராமணன் எல்லாம் ஜெலசியே வந்துடும். Why Brahmana alone has got extra why not other varnas? Guna. Because based on guna, karma. Okay. So Brahmana can make others to do rituals, but Kshatriya should not make others to do rituals. Mantram எல்லாம் படிச்சு பூஜை பண்ண வைக்க கூடாது. க்ஷத்ரிய வைசியா அதான் பிரீஸ்டுன்னு கூப்பிட்டு தான் ஆகணும். பிராமணன்னா அவனே பண்ணிக்கலாம் வீட்டில். ஹி நீட் நாட் கால் எனி பிரீஸ்ட். பட் வேற க்ஷத்ரியா ஹேஸ் டு கால் எனி அனதர் பிரீஸ்ட், பிராமணா பிரீஸ்ட். அண்ட் வைஷ்யா ஹேஸ் டு கால். யாஜனம் கேன் பி டன் பை பிராமணா. யாஜனம் மீன்ஸ் பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், மேக்கிங் அதர்ஸ் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். ஸோ யஜனம் யாஜனம். யாஜனம்கி யாச்சனம்கி டிஃபரன்ஸ் இருக்கு. தமிழல்ல இஃப் யூ ஆர் ரைட்டிங் சக்காரா அண்ட் ஜக்காரா ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். யாச்சனம் இல்ல, யாச்சனம் என்ன பெக்கிங், யாஜனம் தேர்ட் ஜகார. யாஜனம், வாட் இஸ் த தேர்ட் ஒன், தானம். தானம் கேன் பி டன் பை பிராமண க்ஷத்ரிய வைஷ்ய, யூ கேன் கிவ். பட் பரிகிரகம், டேக்கிங் கிஃப்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் அலௌடு பை க்ஷத்ரிய வைஷ்ய. Taking gifts, that is allowed only for Brahmana. Dakshina, he can take, many gifts he can take, Brahmana is allowed to take. What is the reason, you know? When Brahmana is giving Vidya, Adhyapana Pannum Bodhu, he should not demand money. He should not sell his Vidya. Ivala pay pannanum panam, then only I'll teach you, and solla koodadhu. So there is no earning for Brahmana. Really speaking, there is no earning. Why? Because he is not demanding any amount of money to teach. I am teaching to you, please, therefore you give this much money. And Brahmana should not demand. But Kshatriya, when he is ruling, he can collect the tax and he can get the money. Kshatriya Vaishya also, while doing business, he can put the price this much. And he can earn money. Brahmana is the one who is supposed not to demand money. He is not an earning member in the society. What a difficult task, you know. That is why Brahmana means a manifestation of Saraswati. How can you sell a Saraswati? Therefore, society will take care of that Brahmana. Oh, Brahmana, you take whatever we are getting money. This dakshina we are giving to you. You take. Because you are not charging. You are not taking money from anyone. He is not supposed to take. Okay. Brahmana. Therefore, we are giving because we are earning members in the society. You take from me. Danam and parigraham can be done by Brahmana, not Kshatriya and Vaishya. So now what are all six? First one, adhyayanam, adhyapanam. Brahmana is eligible. Kshatriya Vaishya are eligible only in one thing, adhyayanam. Number one. Then number two, yajanam, yajanam. Brahmana is eligible for both. But Kshatriya Vaishya are eligible only for yajanam, not yajanam. Third one is danam, parigraham. Parigraham means taking, receiving. Brahmana is eligible. Kshatriya Vaishya are eligible only for Dhanam, not for Parigraha. How society, you know, they take care of the society, you know. Brahmanas are the intelligent people who take the teaching profession. Therefore, keeping all this in the mind, Ajatashatru says, hey Gargya, you know the rule, I also know the rule. So you are asking in this manner, how can I teach you? But you have come to me, you are asking me to teach. But when a person come, ask, please teach me, that other person should not say no. Adi oru rule. Ella rules da. Ella vidhi. Shastra vidhi enna avvala madip. Andha kalathila avvala madip irukkum. Adukku da Ajatashatru says, asking like this, Brahmame Vakshasi iti, that is viruddham, shastra viruddham, anal. But I don't say no, what shall we do now? I cannot take you as my shishya. I cannot sit in a high pedestal as a teacher. I am a kshatriya. If you are a student, you have to sit down to me. So therefore, what shall I do? I will teach you. But he says, Vevatva Gnapayishyami iti. I will teach you. You have to change the word here. Veva is there. V plus Eva. And the V you have to add to Gnapayishyami. Vignapayishyami Eva. I shall teach you. Form to you. I shall teach to you வி பிளஸ் ஜ்ஞபயிஷ்யாமி விஜ்ஞபயிஷ்யாமி இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு விஜ்ஞபயிஷ்யாமி இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு போதயிஷ்யாமி ஐ ஷால் டீச் யூ. Once he said like this, what he did, now don't take me as a teacher. We are like friends. Because if I accept you as a student, you have to come with Samit Pani. You have to garland me. You have to do Pada Prakshalanam and all. You have to bring Gurudakshana and you have to sit down. These are all Shastra Viruddham. But you have asked, therefore I have to teach you what to do. There is a compromise, small compromise. There is no formal way of all rituals and all. Let us not have any rituals. Okay? Compromise is there. And then he did what? He took his hand. Kshatriya Raja, Ajata Shatru, took his Gargya's hand into his hand. Come on, let us go. I will teach you. Let us move. Uttasthau. They got up from where they are sitting and they got up and took his hand. Like that in some places, and teacher and student, they move like friends. Suppose student is a very elderly person, teacher is a very, very young. Not only that, another thing, a sannyasi should not learn from a Brahmana Pandit. A sannyasi or sannyasini is not supposed to learn from a grihastha. What is the reason? Grihastha by ashrama wise, it is inferior than sannyasa ashrama. That's why sannyasi always sits in high pedestal. Grihastha has to sit down. So sannyasi is not supposed to study from a grihastha pandita. That's why today also they follow that method in peethams, in the Jagadguru's peethams, in the Sringeri, Kanchi, Dwaraka, and all these peethams are there. Wherever the peetham, peethadipatis are there, this main peethadipati is very, very busy with abhishekamsu, puja here and there. He is always busy. And this main peethadipati choose a next peethadipati, pontiff. Next small younger peethadipati you choose. At the age of 10, 11, they choose. And this main peethadipati is supposed to teach to this sannyasi. In the 10 varshatthike one sannyasi aiduva. Yaro in the peethadipati, chinna peethadipati. Chinna swami ani solluva. Avaru periya swami, avaru chinna swami. So this sannyasi, small sannyasi, is not supposed to study from Brahmana Pandit. அந்த பெரிய சுவாமிஜி வந்து அவருக்கு வந்து மட்டமும் பார்க்கணும் எல்லாமே. ஹி ஹாஸ் டு டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் சொசைட்டி. ஸோ ஹி சோ பிஸி. அண்ட் திஸ் சன்னியாசி, பால சன்னியாசி ஹேஸ் டு பி எஜுகேட்டட். பட் ஆன் ஆல் சாஸ்திரம்ஸ் வாட் தே டூ, தே கால் ஏ பண்டிதா. அண்ட் திஸ் சன்னியாசி ஷுட் நாட் டைரக்ட்லி சிட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் தட் பண்டிதா. வென் தட் பண்டிதா, கிரகஸ்த பண்டிதா இஸ் டீச்சிங் டு அதர் பிரம்மச்சாரிஸ் ஆர் கிரகஸ்தாஸ் இன் தட் ஆசிரமம் அண்ட் தட் பீட்டம், தி சன்னியாசி ஒரு ஓரமாக உட்கார்ந்து ஹீ கேன் லிசன். தி சன்னியாசி இஸ் சப்போஸ் டு சிட் அசைட் அண்ட் லிசன். ஹீ ஷுட் நாட் பார்ட்டிசிபேட் இன் தட் டிஸ்கஷன், ஷுட் நாட் சிட் டைரக்ட்லி இன் இட். தட்ஸ் வே சன்னியாசி ஹேஸ் டு டீச் ஏ சன்னியாசி டைரக்ட்லி. சன்னியாசி இஸ் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு டீச் ஈவன் கிரகஸ்தாஸ். Sannyasi has to teach a sannyasi directly. Adida paddhati. Even some ashramas, when grihasthas are learning from a sannyasi, they keep one sannyasi or sannyasin in front, so that even Upanishad, Bhashyam and all, they are not supposed to teach grihasthas. To grihasthas by sannyasi. So when sannyasi is teaching Bhashyam and all, they teach to a sannyasi, and all grihasthas over here. And when grihastha pandita is teaching, sannyasi should not listen directly. When he is teaching to grihasthas, sannyasi can over here. Because ashrama wise, there is a protocol. Sannyasashrama is the highest ashrama. Grihastashrama is lower than sannyasashrama. Person is not superior or inferior. Ashrama, there is a respect to that ashrama. So they have to follow the rules. These are all said in Shastra, Vidhi. So this Ajatashatru knows everything. So that's why he takes his hand. Don't take me as your guru. Come on, let us move just like that. I will teach you now. No formal method of approaching like a Sishya. I am not your guru, you are not my Sishya. But I shall teach you. This is, see the honesty of that Rajas. Jnani, Ajatashatru is a Jnani. Nirupadhika Brahma Swarupam he knows. And that driptam, that pride, everything gone from this Gargyaha. So therefore, Uttasthau, they got up from that place. What this Ajatashatru did? Ajatashatru took this Gargya, holding his hand and taking her to one person. In that palace, he is staying in palace, no, Raja, Ajatashatru. He took this Gargya to a person who is sleeping. Says, Tauha Purusham Supta Majagmatuhu. He took him, Ajatashatru took Gargya to a sleeping person. Tametam namabhihi amantrayan chakre. Having approached that a person who is sleeping, there are many people are sleeping, no, soldiers, sipais, ella thungi nirpan liya, ange poi amantrayan chakre, by the name he is calling. Raja Ajatashatru is calling that sleeping person. What is the intention of Ajatashatru? Ajatashatru want to educate Gargya. There is higher principle other than this Hiranyagarbha Prana. Prana is not Atma. That's he want to say. He calls with the names. Brihan and Payan Kupra Ajatashatru. Those who is sleeping on nearby in the Gargya is also standing. Brihan, na, Pranak name. He said, Brihan, Pandaravasaha, Soma, Rajan. He gave those names, titles to that Prana. You said that Prana Hiranyagarbha is Brahman. Now I am calling with those names. If Prana is Brahman, I call with these names. He has to get up. He has to wake up. Let me see. Let me call. What he said? Brihan, hey Brihan, oh great one, hey Prana, na? If you take Prana as Atma, he has to get up now. Ajatashatru is telling, Brihan, Pandaravasa, hey Pandaravasa, get up. Then, hey Soma, get up. Hey Rajan, get up. Rajan is a brilliant one. Soma means pleasing one. Pandaravasa means white-robed one. Hey Prana. With these names, he is calling. Just like we wake up our family members, you know. Pair which is any kupra. You said Prana is Brahman. This person is sleeping now. He has to get up. I am going to call with these names. He called with those names. Sahana Uttastav. He didn't get up, no. Apadi is sleeping, that person. Na Uttastav. Taha, tam paninam apesham. By calling, he is not waking, able to wake up. So what he did, panina, with hand, he shook him like this. No? In our house also we do, no? If they won't get up immediately by name, what do? You go and catch the shoulder hands and you make the person to shake. You know? By shaking, you will wake up. Same way, Ajatashatru also shook him with the hand. Panina apesham. Apesham anna shaking. Past tense, no? Apesham anna, he shook him. Shake ki, shaking ki past tense shook. Okay. போதயான் சகாரா சஹ உத்தஸ்தௌ. ஒன்ஸ் ஹி வைலண்ட்லி மூவ்ட் தட், வைலண்ட்லி ஷுக் தட் பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்லீப்பிங், தென் சஹ போதயான் சகார சஹ உத்தஸ்தௌ. ஹி woke up, that person, sleeping person, got up. Then Ajatashatru says, next mantra, whole thing is a practical lesson, like a laboratory, you go and do practical lesson. Adi madri mantra here. 16th mantra, we will read. Where is 16th mantra? 193. So, upon the 15th mantra, so many purapakshis, arguments, all are coming. அதெல்லாம் நமக்கு வேண்டாம். Headache, big headache. Okay, lot of questions he will ask. You will not come to the class if I go into that. So, therefore, the background, the gist I will give. Okay. So, Ajatashatru is explaining now how prana is not atma. Deha is not atma. How? Very important mantra.
Saho vacha ajata shatru hum. Saho vacha ajata shatru hum. Yatraisha etatum. Yatraisha etatum. Suptaha abhutum. Suptaha abhutum. Yaha esha vijnanamayah purushaham. Yaha esha vijnanamayah purushaham. Vaisha tadabhutam. Vaisha tadabhutam. Kuta etad agaditim. Kuta etad agaditim. Taduhana menem. Taduhana menem. Gargyaham. Gargyaham.
Saho vacha ajatashatruho. Ajatashatru said, asked, yatra esha etat suptaha abhut, where this person who is sleeping, yatra, in which place, where the suptaha means a sleeping person, sleeping person, sushupti, suptaha, who is in sushupti is called suptaha. Abhut became a sleeping. He went to Sushupti. Abhut yaha eshaha vijnanamayaha purushaha. See, I have woken up him, but he didn't get up. No? He didn't wake up. Why? Why he didn't wake up? If deha is that jiva, he has to wake up. Prana is jivatma. That prana is Brahman. He has to wake up. But he didn't wake up. What is the reason? Where he has gone? This is the question. When I call his name, he has to immediately answer. But he didn't answer. That means what? That deha is not Brahman or atma. Even that prana names, when I called, he didn't answer. I am so-and-so Pandravasa, I am, you know, he didn't answer. That means he is not that prana. That means there is someone other than this body, there is someone, a principle other than this prana, somewhere it is there. Where he has gone? When I am calling, when I am shaking, lightly when I am shaking, he didn't get up. When violently I shook up, then he got up. Why he didn't answer by calling? Why he didn't wake up by just touching, shaking? Why violently I move, only why woke up? Until I make him violently moving, until that, where was he? Where was he? I will tell you. Ajatashatru says, I will tell you, I shall teach about that principle where he was residing, where he is hiding, as though hiding. Here, Shankaracharya does an analysis. That is what Bhashya. Okay. That analysis important. 3 points I would like to explain. Deha vetiriktaha jivatma asti. This deha, body, is not atma. There is another higher principle than this body, vyashti jiva. So jivatma is different from sthula shariram and sukshma shariram. If jivatma is sthula shariram and sukshma shariram, he would have responded that itself shows he is not sthula shariram, sukshma shariram. So therefore, what I want to say, that jiva is none other than paramatma, the consciousness principle. Someone who is different from the body. Then what happened? That jiva, why he didn't answer? The reason is that jiva, who is none other than atma, that atma who is none other than paramatma alone, this jivatma disidentified with gross body. This jivatma disidentified with subtle body and went merge in paramatma. Dissolving in every night, no? Night enna, even class lo kuda. Even in class also, if you go to sleep, or asattal goes on. You know, 2 minutes, enge enna, paramatma ketta poyittu vandhe. I have gone to my paramatma. Why? My swarupam. Whether you like it or not, every day we are going to our original nature. Just as the pot, if you break the pot, where it goes? Into its cause, it has to merge. What is its cause? Clay. So the pot has to merge into clay. Similarly, this jivatma, who is identifying now with this body, grass body, as wife, husband, brother, sister, teacher, student, identify panni, sleep lena. Swamini gnapak irukuma? As a student, father, mother, brother, sister, I am neither father, na mata, na pita, na bandhu, na guru, na sishya. In my deep sleep, what am I in? I don't know. I don't know anything. Aham sukham asvapsam na kinchid avedisham. I slept well. I don't know anything. Why you don't know? I disclaim my body. I disclaim the sense organ. I disclaim this mind. I disown or disidentify with this karanams, body, everything. Therefore what? I don't know. So if I identify only with this body, mind complex, I can answer. This is called jagradavastha. Aidi jivatma identify with the body mind complex in jagradavasthayam. So therefore, now the prarabdha is functioning. So 3 points we have to note. Jiva is different from the body. Jiva is different from the body, number one. Point number two is jiva is functioning through the body. That means jivatma is functioning through the body. Jiva governed by the prarabdha karma of the body. Body and mind. Jiva is governed by that, say, sthula sukshma shariras. Both of them are functioning. They are governed. What? This sthula shariram and sukshma shariram are governed by prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma. Okay? Now, when you are sleeping, you are disidentified with the body-mind complex. That means what? Prarabdha is suspended temporarily. If you sleep 6 hours, 6 hours prarabdha karma, prarabdha karma bhogam is suspended. If you sleep more, your prarabdha is less in artham. ஆமாம், பிராரப்தம் நிறைய எக்ஸாஸ்ட் பண்ண வேண்டி இருக்கு. அப்போ என்ன பண்ணணும், லெஸ் ஸ்லீப்பு மோர் பிராரப்தா. தட்ஸ் வை ஏ பர்சன், சொல்கிறேன் புரியல உங்களுக்கு என்ன சொல்கிறேன், ஏ பர்சன் ஹூ ஸ்லீப்ஸ் மோர் ஆல் த டைம், அவனுக்கு பிராரப்தம் கம்மி என அர்த்தம். ஆமாம், நல்ல தூக்கம், நிறைய நேரம் தூங்குவான், சவுண்டு ஸ்லீப்பு, அவனுக்கு பிராரப்தம் எக்ஸாஸ்ட் பண்ணுறதுக்கு ரொம்ப கிடையாதுன்னு அர்த்தம். ஏன்னா ஸ்லீப்லோ நோ பிராரப்தம் எக்ஸாஸ்டன், பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஏ போக்தா தேர். ஏ பர்சன் தெர் இஸ் அ லாட் ஆஃப் பிராரப்த கர்மா டு எக்ஸாஸ்ட். ஸோ வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன், திஸ் பர்சன் வோன்ட் கெட் ஸ்லீப் இந்த நைட் ஆல்சோ. அப்படி முழகா போட்டு உட்கார், என்ன ஏதோ ஒரு திங்க் பண்ணிட்டே இருப்பான். பிராரப்த கர்மா எக்ஸாஸ்டன் ஆகணுமே, தட்ஸ் யுவர் ஸ்லீப் ஆல்சோ டிபெண்ட் ஆன் வாட், பிராரப்த கர்மா. இவன் ஏன் நிறைய நேரம் தூங்குறான், அவன் ஏன் தூங்கலன்னா கர்மா, திஸ் இஸ் கர்மா. என்ன பண்றது, அதே தலை அடிச்சுட்டு கர்மான்னு சொல்லுவா. இட் இஸ் நாட் கர்மா, இட் இஸ் கர்மா. வாட் கர்மா, பிராரப்த கர்மா. புரியறதோ? சோ திஸ் ஜீவ ஆத்மா, வாட் இஸ் ஹிஸ் ஏஜ் நோ, டிஸ் ஓன் பிராரப்த கர்மா சஸ்பெண்டட். ஒன்ஸ் யூ என்டர் இன்டு ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, அகெயின் start functioning this identification, where this jivatma goes into paramatma, merges into paramatma. This is the first explanation, deha vyatiriktaha atma asti. That's why when we go to sleep, we don't know we are male or female, we are wife or husband or mother, daughter, idhaadhu nyapam irukka. Idhu mele periya lesson enna venum, what great lesson you want more than this? Through your sleep itself, you can know, you get a jnana. But that also Guru should come and say, when, not in sleep, in waking hours, Guru has to come and say all these things. So he lived a long time now. So governed by prarabdha also, either short life or long life, governed by whom? Prarabdha. However much you go to fitness centers, however much you go to yoga centers, however much you take care of body, how long it is has to go stay, at that much only it will stay. So next point is, prana vyatirikta jivaha asti. Now is, deha vyatiriktaha jiva asti. Second point is, prana vyatiriktaha jiva asti. Both adhyatma level, adhibhautika level, prana is there, isn't it? Here also prana is there, total level also prana is there. Neither total prana nor individual prana, this jiva who is transcending total prana and individual prana, there is someone. That is called consciousness principle. So prana is not... Hey, Gargya, prana is not Brahman. Why? He gives that, Shankaracharya says, if prana is, jiva is prana, suppose. Jiva means this jivatma, eva Brahman you are telling, that Brahman prana you are telling. If prana is Brahman, that Brahman is this jiva will become prana, prana will become Brahman. If this jiva is prana, if that prana is Brahman, he has to answer. He says, he would have woken up by calling those names, Pandaravasa, Rajan, and the prana ezhundikkanuma vendama? Nanda Pandaravasa, nanda Rajan nu sollalam illayo? Prana is jadam. Prana is jadam. It cannot respond. Because panchatmaka prana doesn't go to sleep. So Purva Paksha is asking, no, prana has gone to sleep, that's why it doesn't answer. Then Siddhanta asks, hey, prana is functioning in the sleep. Yes or no? Prana, panchatmaka prana is functioning in sleep also, but that prana is identified with the sense organs. Panchatmaka prana. Moochirka illaya? Prana illena enna artham? Morning he will not get up, அப்படியே அவுட்னு அர்த்தம். So if you have prarabdha early morning, you will wake up. Otherwise, what will say prana? Na enna pandrathu, prarabdha karma muninju pochi, prana also walk out. So prana, whether to stay in the body or not, governed by whom? Prarabdha karma. So prana is functioning in deep sleep, but that prana is not answering. When I am waking up that person, sleeping person, if prana is jiva, if that prana is that Hiranyagarbha, it has to, is the Brahman, he has to answer. But he didn't answer. Therefore, prana jivatma na bhavati. Prana vetiriktaha jivaha asti. Number three, third, jivatma is different from sense organs also. Sense organs, because they are all included in prana. Pranamaya kosha, kriya shakti, karma indriyani functioning where? Jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, all are included in pancha pranas. That's why even the prana is functioning, sense organs are also, even they are not functioning. Prana is functioning, they are not functioning. Why? They have withdrawn. They have withdrawn from the external world. They have withdrawn from the body. Where they have gone? They have gone into the total prana. Vyashti prana merge into total prana, and the total prana only functioning, that prana functioning also because of prarabdha karma, but sense organs are not functioning. That's why there is no jnanam. There is no karma. Hands are moving? No. Eyes are closed? No sense organ is functioning? Nalla rasagulla edukondu vandi. Coffee, nice coffee, no smell, nothing. That means sense organs are also not jivaha. Jivatma is different from sense organs. Because sense organs are included in prana, shakti, prana. Therefore, once prana is negated, prana antargatatvat anya karanani api na jivatma. So what? Jiva did not respond. Because of that only, jiva did not respond. Jiva is different from the body, jiva is different from the prana, jiva is different from sense organs, jiva is different from deha, sthula, sukshma, all these are not there. They merge into their karanam. They are withdrawn, everything. That's what he says. Kva eshaha tadabhut, kuta etad agaditi. From where he has come now? Where he has gone, when I shook him violently, from where he has come now? Tell me, enga poi irukkanum illaya? Vandita, elindu ukkarna, just immediately. Enga poi irukkanna? Nana, enga poi irukka? Enakku theriyadanna. None of us know we are going, merging into Paramatma in the sleep. Appadi irundha neenga class ke vara vendame, you need not come Brihadaranyaka Upanishad class. Therefore what? Therefore in Sushupti lo you don't get jnana. In spite of you are merging into Paramatma in Sushupti, because that's jnana indriyani are suspended, there is no possibility of knowing that I am jivatma merging in Paramatma. Therefore jnanam comes only in which avastha? Jagratavastha, in waking state. Where jnanam take place? In buddhi. This buddhi recognize that I am Paramatma eva. How? Because I cannot be this body mind complex. They are all jadam. That's what he says. Taduha Gargya says, do you know this? Ajatasitra asks, do you know this? This jivatma is merging in Paramatma? I don't know. Therefore, there is consciousness. That is nirguna nirupadhika brahman. What you are talking is lower சோபாதிக பிரம்மன் இட் இஸ் மித்யா.
பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.